This is the 5-minute focus for both hours of episode 119, The Todd Herman Show.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. This is the 5-minute focus. It is a look ahead to what we're going to talk about for Friday's programs, both hours, episode 119, hours one and hour two. Continuing the process of figuring out who's on whose side, we talked yesterday about God giving us a pretty easy pass or fail test that we're going to apply to all Republicans. At least I am. And in fact, everybody who wants to seek public office. In hour one, comparing conservatives to Republicans. In fact, it's conservatives versus Republicans.
Good afternoon, everyone. I think we all agree the most important thing going on in the world right now is the war in Ukraine. I had a chance to call the president last week and request that the Ukraine package move by itself and quickly.
And Joe Biden agreed 15 minutes later for Ukraine. Conservatives understand something, that the game is up. Mitch and the professional Republicans, the shiny shoes, the game is up. You don't want our border secured. You don't want Big Pharma punished. You don't want the school unions restrained. You don't want our debt cleared. You don't want the banksters cleaned up. You don't want any of that. You're perfectly happy with this China model you're creating of this perverse corporate communism because it's power. Conservatives, that is people who believe in small governments, constitutionally limited government, or as I describe it, small government, big people. We understand that you can clear the decks and send $40 billion of conjured fake digits to Ukraine in 15 minutes. But you can't talk about election integrity for 15 minutes. We get that. There are a wave of conservatives like Joe Kent running to be in Congress from Washington State who called this out. He's a vet. He called it out. He says there's 57 brave Republicans who stood against this. Marjorie Taylor Greene made a statement from the floor.
Thank you. I rise in opposition to the Ukrainian supplemental bill. $40 billion. But there's no baby formula for American mothers and babies.
And she continued and she went right through it and right through them. She got to the statement's apex.
And U.S. politician cover-ups of their crimes in countries like Ukraine. The American people do not support paying for constant U.S. involvement in foreign affairs while our own government fails our own country. Let me remind everyone here, we swore an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America and our borders. We should be paying attention to our country right now.
It's Marjorie Taylor Greene. We have a guy in the White House, a figurehead whose son is co-owned by the Chinese Communist Party in the country of Ukraine. $53 million in the hole to those guys. Hopelessly corrupt. Career corruptitions. We have them putting our $40 billion in Ukraine. We have, in our country, China joining with the Chinese Communist Party joining with Bill Gates and Warren Buffett to buy up all our farmland, or the majority of it, and with it, the water rights. But they can't talk about that. They can't talk about a political party that has a military arm of terrorists. The Democrats have Black Lives Matter Incorporated and Antifa, their military arm. Conservatives understand how dangerous this is. Conservatives understand that ours, at least Christians conservatives, ours is a republic designed for a moral and religious people. Our system of governance designed for a moral and religious people that's completely insufficient for any other, to paraphrase John Adams. But Republicans are set on Orange Man. Despite all the risks to our country of the open borders and fentanyl coming across our borders and becoming energy dependent on nations that hate us, Mark Esper, the former national security advisor for President Trump, joins with the shiny shoes.
Do you think Donald Trump was a threat to democracy?
I think that given the events of January 6th, given how he has undermined the election results, he incited people to come to D.C., stirred them up that morning and failed to call them off. To me, that threatens our democracy.
But none of the other things do. We're watching. Conservatives understand now the game playing, and we understand that you guys are pretty happy in second place. Right? That our dear friend and departed friend, God rest Rush Limbaugh, describes sometimes the evil party versus the stupid party. Well, there is evil in the Democrat Party. There's no doubt. There is stupidity in the Republican Party. But you know what their answer is? There's a clever form of stupidity.
Oh, we just can't figure out how to secure border. It's just too complicated, but we can secure your Ukraine borders in 15 minutes.
We see you. We see that you are ignoring the all-cause mortality with Pfizer. Conservatives understand that we're not really talking about companies. Pfizer is not a company. It's an actor of government. Moderna is an actor of government. We understand that you're outsourcing your tyranny. We know that concentrated power in the hands of so-called private companies is just as dangerous when they're acting as agents of the state as to have a state with unlimited powers. Yet you guys are the ones who stand by and applaud as the great man from Pfizer is given an award, their so-called CEO.
We are congratulating Dr. Albert Bourla on the Atlantic Council's Distinguished Business Leadership Award.
I love it. The World Economic Forum can control the entire globe, but they can never get their sound systems worked out. Or have decent music. They're hugging. It's very heartwarming. So we see you, Mitch McConnell. Conservatives see all this. We also notice that you guys can't seem to wake yourselves from a slumber to talk about the new White House press secretary who's going to be interviewing or going to be answering questions from Fox News. She herself says that Stacey Abrams had the election stolen, Donald Trump stole the election. Haven't seen you guys speak out about that. Conservatives understand the game playing. We understand whether there's double standard, there's a hidden agenda. We're wondering, are you guys even brave enough to stand up for your friends at Fox News to say, hey, are we really, really going to have a press secretary who said this?
Was racist before coronavirus. They are racist during the coronavirus. Fox News will be racist after the coronavirus. So there is nothing.
Are you guys going to stand up for that? So we'll take a look at conservatives versus Republicans and how we can get more conservatives in office and kick out this generation of happy to be in second place, go along, get along, cleverly stupid Republican Party. Second hour, our friend Zach Abraham joins us.
What they're trying to do is grab more control over the economy, and they are trying to mute out the negative impacts of their largesse, their ridiculous spending, right? If we just give us more control and we can fix the things that we broke, right? And I just continue to say, guys, if you have concerns about stuff like this, which you should express those in your investing by buying real assets. That is the only protection you have.
It's all coming up on the Todd Herman Show. You can take this little tease of what's coming about the program. It's a mini program in and of itself, really. Use the share button on your podcast app to share it with a friend. Little secret about shows, as loyal as audiences are, and you guys are, and I thank God every day for you. If your audience isn't growing, it's shrinking. So we do need, ask for and need your help and continue to grow the audience. Please share it with friends. That's a 5-minute focus now. May God be with you for the rest of your day. We'll talk to you during the programs.